What makes this the right game for Steve Mason to have an opportunity to get back in?
We need Steve, and we need him. We need him right out. He's got to get in a kind of a rhythm now. It's a tougher January with the way the games are laid out, and it's a tougher February, too, with a real run of home games and not a lot of them back-to-back, but we are going to need him to go in. He's had a bunch of good days of work, and it's the right one, 3-5 for us, so it's good for Helly to get a break.
What can you tell us about Adam Lowry?
Adam won't go today. Other than that, he's still day-to-day. He's better than he was. Just don't want to push that right now. We don't think this is what we know. This isn't going to be a long-term issue. Unless we push him too early.
Same skaters as last game then?
Correct.
Just going back to Steve, could we see him 2-3 this week? Or what's
That's a possibility, but it also opens the door for Connor running back-to-back.
How has Steve handled this?
Okay. Yeah, like a good pro. You know, he's worked hard every day. It's not easy. It's made easier, to be honest. He's a smart man, and he watches the game, so we know Connor's earned every start he's been given. But he's handled it right.
What's made that Tyler Myers, Dmitry Kulikov pairing work so well?
You know what? We put them together because they were kind of the two unknowns. We didn't know what Tyler was going to be able to do coming off his year off, and Dmitry was a new player to our team, and in a lot of ways he was coming off an injury from an off year. They both will talk on the ice. I think that's the big part, right? Both veteran guys. They got out there, started working together in training camp. It worked well, and we just left it. So they talk. They know each other's tendencies now. I think the experience that both of them has makes it easier for those guys to get together, decide. And they're aware of Tyler has a certain style, Dmitry has a certain style. They pick up on that stuff, right? They're not trying to find their own game. They're aware of what their partner can do. They've just been good. They got off to a real good plus-minus run right at the start and have kind of kept it going.
How nice has it been to have an offense click the way this team's offense has been going?
It like any one piece of your game, if it excels, it will take pressure off all the other pieces. So our goal this year, I mean, we came in, I think, 7th in goals last year for, we thought we could score more, but we know we didn't need to. We've had some nights where that has taken some pressure off our back end while we as a team learn how to become a better defensive hockey team, and we've taken real good strides in that. But there's a lot of nights where that power play puts one or two in, and it changes the way you coach the game, the way you think about the game, and it's put our team in a situation where we can get our mindsets right. You know, when you're chasing the game a lot, you chase the game, and that becomes who you are. That's how you play the game. We've had some leads this year, so we've had, in some ways, a bit of a newer experience for us. We needed to learn how to do that. That offense has put us in a situation where we can learn the parts of the game we need to grow in.
It's been 3 years, Paul, but, I mean, how did that trade change the complexion of your group?
Well, you know, both the two guys that came in and played regular, Drew, we made the playoffs that year for the first time. That was a franchise record for us. So both Tyler and Drew came in and made a really, really big impact right away for the style of game. And then we're starting to see the other guys. Joel, it took a year later, but Joel really has come along now. And we've got Brendan there, and we've got the other young fellow as well. So we still think that it's ahead of us, you know, what the impact it's going to have. Tyler's going to be a good defenseman for us for an awfully long time, and it changed a lot of things. We put in 4 or 5 pretty good players.
Changed the identity, too, in a lot of ways, right?
Yeah, I think whenever you take both Evander and Zach were important pieces to the Winnipeg franchise, so it changes that identity when you have two important kind of men go out of your lineup and you bring in two men that are different styles of game completely. So it changes your look for sure.
What's the biggest danger to the Buffalo Sabres, having seen them on Friday?
The same as it was. We don't spend any time looking at the standings to tell us, you know, what kind of team they are. You know, prior going into many, they'd been in the 60 minutes of a game that's hockey, that's NHL hockey, they've been right there. They've been tied or they won and hadn't been beaten. It's a 2-1 game in Philadelphia. It's a 1-goal game for us. So, and this is our first home game in 6, I would think, anyway, going back. So they're going to be ready to go. They're going to have answers for some things that we did well. We were all right in that game. We think we were fairly good defensively through two periods, so that's going to be important for us. We don't look at anybody in the standings any different. This is a National Hockey League team, and when you play one, the other goalie can beat you. They've got elite players that they can beat you, and you need your players to be better than theirs.
Have you seen anything different in Patrick's game where the puck isn't going in, but he's still getting some helpers out there on the top line?
No, I mean, usually when you got a shooter that doesn't put the puck in the net, you're talking about a lack of offense when he's a goal scorer, and that hasn't been the case. The passing part of his game isn't underrated by us. It's just unnoticed by a lot of people because it's the goals that are on the TV, and why wouldn't you? They're usually pretty dynamic. But he's a really good puck mover, and there's an awful lot of speed that he's playing with now, so it does change the way he looks coming up the ice. But the two-on-one with Blake Wheeler against San Jose that went over the net, that's going to go in. We're not worried about that. We feel that he's skating better and differently with his line mates now. That speed brings him into you enter the zone differently, you have different responsibilities. Those other two guys get in on the forecheck so much, you're in the higher hole, which should be really good for Patty. That's where he does his damage. So we like the line. I think they were, you know, maybe average against San Jose, but they've been pretty darn good.
What was the message, though, to him and Kyle both sitting him down for the last 10 minutes?
There was no message, and it wasn't a benching. It was, I liked the way the other guys were going. I wasn't angry at them. I just they had run back-to-back shifts at the 10-minute mark and didn't get the puck out. And they were longer, so I changed the rotation in terms of, I kept Blake and put him out with two fresh guys. I put him out with, you know, put him out with Hendy and Roscoe, and they had a great shift. So I just gave them another one, and they had another great shift, and that's all that was. So I wasn't trying to send a message. I wasn't angry at them. I thought the other guys were better.
You'll go back to that?
Correct.
Today, then?
Correct. Yep. Same group.
You and your three plus, and you've been around players who have played here an awful lot. Just kind of a strange one. There was an in-house video that San Jose did the other day, and I think it was meant most, a lot of it tongue-in-cheek, but there were some guys that poked fun at the city that you coach in, and Dark City. They may not have Wi-Fi yet. The hotel's a little sketchy. What's your assessment of what you've seen and what players perceive the city to be?
You know what? I didn't read it, so it's dangerous to comment on the exact. I heard it's cold and dark. Well, that happens in Canada occasionally, pretty regularly, every winter. It's dark at night. Yeah, that happens pretty much around the world. I don't think any coach, any player, trainer, referee should ever complain about a day in the National Hockey League. You know, we got to. Sold out building, pretty sure that all goes into hockey related revenues and everybody cashes their check. The thread count at your hotel isn't right, or your frappuccino isn't froth, right? I don't even know what a frappuccino is, but my point being, we got nothing to complain about. Pretty good life every day. Every city is a pretty darn good one.